Hello, friends, and welcome back to another Anchor podcast. It's a Friday here in Connecticut. I'm laying on my daybed and reading a book and thinking at the same time about what this coronavirus has done, how far it's reached into society with the death of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Its economic impact, its emotional impact, the financial impact, the psychological impact. It seems to have really shaken almost every aspect of our lives. And as a Christian and as a leader in a local church, if I break all of that down to how is my immediate world sort of affected by this, it has driven all of my church members, my congregation, to their homes as the only way to have church, to listen to messages that are constructed upon the foundation of God's word, to sing songs that are laced with lament, that are spoken of and sung with the tinge of hope and a vision of a good God that could help us in this time. And like probably a lot of my pastor friends, in this age of celebrity Christianity, we can feel a certain insecurity about, will people want to come back and hear me talk on a Sunday because I can't communicate like some of these celebrity Christians. Their oratory and their skill is beyond mine. And now my parishioners seem to have access to that at will. And maybe in my insecurity, I'm wondering if they'll want to listen to someone like myself. And maybe some of my friends wonder that too. What encouraged me this morning was remembering when my mom passed away, one of my heroes in my life. I preached her funeral and at her viewing and after the funeral and the days leading up to it and the days after it, many, many friends were comforting and sharing words of love and support. I mean, you know what I needed the most? I just needed people to be with me. I didn't need them to say anything. I didn't need a scripture. I didn't need a story. I didn't need anything to laugh about. I just needed people to physically be with me, to emotionally be with me. And I just want to encourage my pastor friends that we may not have the oratory skills of the well-known preachers of our day. And this isn't about anything negative about them. This is about helping us play to our strengths. Be passionate. Be loving. Be present with people. Be emotionally present with people. Because the one thing, here's the one thing I've never seen at a funeral that I've led, the funerals that I've attended. I've never seen the chairs of those who are coming to mourn the loss of a friend or a loved one, or to mourn with those who are mourning the loss of a friend or a loved one. I've never seen the chairs filled with computer screens and YouTube videos. It's comical to think about. And my point is, in some of the most memorable moments of life, childbirth, weddings, funerals, baptisms, Holy Communion, YouTube stars and celebrity Christians can't be physically present, emotionally present in those places. But you can. You can. And so there's always a place for us at the table. There's always a place for us at the table to come and to love and to laugh and to weep and to sing our hallelujahs, not to drive circumstances away, but to express defiant hope in the middle of joy, exuberation, of pain and loss. So while I may not be able to preach like the TV stars and the Instagram story stars and those who have the most likes and most follows, and that's fine. What I can do is love and listen. I can be present. I can do baptisms and weddings and funerals. And friends, I just want you to know that I really believe those are the moments that are going to matter in people's lives. They're going to remember who was present with me in that moment, in that time. And to all of my pastor friends, take comfort in that. You're doing the great work of incarnating the living Christ in those moments. And as you live this out, you're not only bringing the power of the incarnational aspect of Christ, but you're also bringing the inspired nature of Christ through your own love and testimony. Hey, be blessed, my friends. I'm with you. You're not alone. You have an important role to play. Play it faithfully. Lean into it passionately. God is with you, and He loves you.